This time, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing quite well. We will proceed to House Bill 1053, which permits a victim of sliming to request that the defendant be tested for blood-borne pathogens and that the test results be disclosed to the victim. Committee hearing is open to proponent testimony on House Bill 1053.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Lori Filer with the Department of Corrections. This bill seeks to amend Chapter 23A-35B to include victims of sliming in the definition of victims that can request that the defendant be tested for bloodborne pathogens and that those test results be disclosed to the victim. This particular chapter in state law was originally passed in 1991, I believe, and I think last amended in 1993. Whereas the legislation that makes sliming a crime was passed in 1997. Sliming is the word that we use just to describe the type of assault where a person causes bodily fluids to come in contact with somebody else. It's just one of those words, those corrections words that we've started using. Specifically, in House Bill 1053, Section 1 seeks to amend 23A-35B-1 sub 10 to add the references to Statute 22-1826, which is the sliming statute, the statute that makes sliming a felony offense. Section 2 and Section 3 of the bill simply deal with requiring the inmate defendant to pay for the cost of the test if they are the one that's been involved in the sliming incident. It says that we need to, that the defendant has to pay for it, and we will take it out of their penitentiary account.
Further proponent testimony in House Bill 1053. Further proponent testimony. Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to proponent testimony, pardon me, and open it to opponent testimony on House Bill 1053. Are there any opponents to House Bill 1053? Seeing none, I close the committee hearing to testimony and open it to questions and answers from the committee. Ms. Yeah.
I would have a question if I could.
Please come forward.
All right. This is on the subject but off the subject. Assuming somebody gets slimed, I understand you're here for the testing. But is there any further criminal charge? I know in other states, for example, when people who have had AIDS have bitten individuals, they've been charged as high as attempted murder. Is there anything that happens beyond the incident? Are there potentially other criminal charges that could be filed as well, depending on what the person has?
Two-part answer. Under the sliming statutes, it's a class 6 felony, I believe, and I think there is also, is there a mandatory minimum on that? I should know that. Okay. They are not eligible, though, for parole in their primary number, which is a real kick if they're doing a 10-year number. So that's one answer. The second part is I believe there is a separate statute that makes it a crime to intentionally try to infect somebody. And that I'm not going to be able to tell you where that is, but that's what my memory is that there is a crime on the books that says if you intentionally.
Representative Acarius.
I would just, that's true. Okay. Senator Dunn passed that 2 years ago, I think. It made it knowingly and intentionally exposing someone to HIV for the purposes of infecting someone, and I can't tell you that, but it's a felony. Okay. I can't tell you what class.
I have a question. What does the test cost?
I don't know the answer to that. We would do the test through our health services, which is through the Department of Health. I can find the answer.
Would you please?
Yes.
Further questions from the committee? Let me just follow up, though, on that issue. Each inmate has an account, is that correct?
Yes.
And they earn money by various work that they do while in incarceration. That money is deposited into the account. I guess the question I would like to have you answer, I assume you can't answer it today because you don't know the cost of the test, is the cost prohibitive to the inmate? So if you could get me those answers, I would be interested in that.
Okay.
Further questions from the committee? Representative Michaels.
Just information for the committee. The intentional is a class 3. Intentional
voter.
15.
Thank you very much. Further, I guess we'll close the committee hearing to questions and answers, and then open it up for committee discussion and interaction. Representative Dunnifin. Representative Dunnifin moves. Representative Brown seconds. A do pass motion on House Bill 1053. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none. Those in favor of the do pass motion on House Bill 1053 will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Brown.
Aye.
Dunwall.
Aye.
Dunnifin.
Aye.
Ikarius.
Aye.
Lenski.
Aye.
Hansen. Hansen.
Aye.
I'm sorry. Jaspers.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Michaels.
Aye.
Olson.
This time you are right.
Aye. Schmidt. Napoli.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye. Passes unanimously. House Bill 1053 will go out to the floor. Representative Dunnifin, would you handle that for us, please? Thank you.